The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is your other host, Sean.
Hello.
How's your week going there, Sean?
Pretty good. Not too much to report.
Yeah, weather's back.
That is nice. We're enjoying our annual month and a half of spring here in Redding, so it's a good time.
It's a good time to be homeless.
unless you have serious pollen allergies.
You know, I passed by a couple of homeless people here on the way here, and
they look happier than normal.
Yeah, yeah. Regardless of how you feel about homeless people, some of them have a very obvious mental illness to me.
Sure.
And it must be very difficult to be homeless and a hoarder. Because I passed by, like, one guy who had, like, three shopping carts. And they were all bungee corded together, and, you know, he's got his train of stuff.
And it didn't seem to have much utility, this stuff.
Well, I don't know. I didn't go through it, but I figure that it was more effort than it was worth, I was guessing.
That's quite possible.
Maybe he's an avid reader. I mean, it might be, you know, you got to do something.
Got, like, 700 overdue library books.
Yeah, totally.
Hidden in there.
Yeah, yeah. I always thought that if I was going to be homeless, I would at least save up enough money and get dropped off in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Where at least I could be homeless in some degree of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Spear enormous tropical fish and roast them over fires.
Well, I was thinking about hanging around with all the tourists of Waikiki, you know, spanging.
Oh, well, you know. Yeah. Another way to go there.
Right, right. Both are totally viable. Both are totally viable.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my wife is very happy about the weather. The weather, to me, it said it's going to be like 80 next week. And frankly, the first thing I thought was, oh, great, another summer of being fat, which is like the worst. It is the worst, man.
Oh, that's fair. This is a problem I had never considered.
Of course you haven't.
Being a skeleton.
Yeah.
That, like the offspring of a skeleton and a coat hanger.
Do you have a hard time bulking up when you're pumping iron?
I have never tried to bulk up or pump iron.
You're not iron pumper.
Yeah, I can eat an unlimited quantity of basically whatever food I want without gaining any weight at all. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's always been the case. Huh. And I mean, clearly it was the case when I was a teenager, and that's fairly normal. It's still the case now. I imagine it'll just be the case forever. So.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how many people in our audience's eyes just rolled, because they used to be the same way.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to count on that. I don't want to, you know, think about any alternatives to that.
Well, let me give you a word of warning. The older I get, I feel that I'm slowly morphing into a potato.
Okay.
You know, my face, my body, I'm becoming a potato. You know, you wear a belt, but it's purely aesthetic, because when you're shaped like a sausage, what is that belt hanging on? It doesn't matter. It just slowly works its way down, and then you got to cinch it back up, and it slowly works its way down. And, you know, it's terrible.
Hmm.
It's terrible.
Being alive, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's funny because, like, the rest of my family is all thin.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Well, no. It's good because we were talking about our dog and about how my dog thinks that we're like a pack of animals together, right? And my wife, Terry, she's just all like, so what are we called again? Are we're a pack then, a pack. And I'm just all, well, the dog's a Chihuahua, which, you know, people like to say they came from foxes, even though I think they came from dogs. But So I said, maybe we're a fleet. You know, maybe he thinks we're his fleet. But I also realized that if we were a lot of Americans out there, we'd be a pod. But luckily, seeing how I'm the only overweight one in my family, we're not a pod, so I'm not a part of a pod. I'm just the alpha dog.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are worse things to be. Except that, as many of our listeners probably know and are pointing out right now to their radios in a fit of pedantic rage, alpha and beta dogs and wolves and that kind of thing is a distinction that only exists in captivity. In the wild, the pack is... There is no hierarchy.
Really?
Yes.
And you think that our audience...
I'm certain most of them knew that.
Sharp enough to know all this.
And is like, oh, actually, because... I'm sure that's what they were thinking, so I just wanted to verbalize that for all of us.
Well, let me also throw this out for those of you that are doing that. If you ever start a sentence with actually or technically, you better dang well know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
My kids do it, and it drives me nuts. My daughter will be all, well, actually, and I'm all, you might want to check your facts before you finish that sentence. There's no starting a sentence with actually unless you're the one.
Can I get on my soapbox about something else real quick here?
Yeah, all right. Let's hear it.
Okay. So there's movies like Star Wars and stuff and Star Trek and all of that, and you've got, you know, intergalactic civilizations of people living on different planets, and it works out because you have faster-than-light travel, right?
Right.
Now, what we know right now already about the way faster-than-light travel should work is that it necessarily implies time travel because of relativity. If you can travel faster than the speed of light, then you can time travel. You can go back in time.
Right.
A lot of people don't seem to realize that when they're making science fiction, and it bugs me. And more people don't seem to realize it when they're talking about, like, UFOs. You know, they talk about, well, if the aliens can travel faster than the speed of light, I'm like, if they can do that, then, you know, maybe they've engineered our entire existence to be, you know, something. Because they could go back and visit us at any point in history that they cared to do.
Well, Sean, technically.
Uh-huh.
Actually.
Okay. I'm expecting great things from this sentence now.
In all likelihood, if we do achieve pseudo faster than light speed travel, it will be because we are warping space in front of and behind the ship itself.
No,
the ship itself is not actually moving.
Here's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're warping space or what. It still implies time travel. No, it's weird, but...
My mind is blown. My mind is blown. I don't know if I got a good... okay, we're going to... We got our guests coming up, but we're going
to... There's not enough time for
we're
me
picking
to explain
this. We're picking this up in the last segment. We'll
all
pick
right.
this up.
Yeah.
Andrea has something new for us tonight. We got the Leather Witch.
The Leather Witch.
Yeah.
I completely understand everything about that.
Right. The Leather Witch exercises personal demons through the use of leather. I don't want to misrepresent, but I think that's what I've understood from what I've read.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to find out more.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because from what I read, it's somewhat... psychological, somewhat earth magic-y, and somewhat, you know, swinging chunks of leather on fire. So it's kind of got a little something for everybody. No, I'm serious.
Yeah. I mean, you said it.
I'm into it. I'm excited to hear, and it feels like it might dabble a little in the horror-y stuff that I like.
Yeah. Well, if anyone's a horror fan, it's going to be someone who calls himself the Leather Witch.
That's what I would assume.
That's
I watched some
hope.
Of his videos. He seems like a very nice guy. So I'm not sure
he's
all
so
that horrific.
So do you, but you're all about horror movies.
Yeah,
so.
But, you know, I've killed a few people. All right, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back for our guest, the Leather Witch.
My little girl.
purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm tired of working for minimum wage. I'm ready to go back to school and learn a trade so I can take better care of my family.
Shasta College has more job training programs.
I've always wanted to go to college, but I'm just not sure I can afford it.
Shasta College has more financial aid.
I plan to attend a university, but would like to save time and money by taking my prerequisites close to home.
Shasta College has more guaranteed transfer programs at a fraction of the cost of a CSU, UC, or for-profit college. For over 65 years, Shasta College has been helping people like you get more out of life with job training programs and transfer-level college courses so you can save 2 years' worth of higher tuition costs. With Shasta College, it's all about more. More classes, more flexibility, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Make an appointment today to talk to a counselor about how you can achieve your goals. Call 242-7650 and start fulfilling your educational dreams. For more information, visit online at shastacollege.edu.
A senseless random killing of 32-year-old Kate Steinle by an illegal alien convict is chilling testimony to how Gavin Newsom's sanctuary city values differ from the rest of us. I'm John Cox, father of four daughters and Republican candidate for governor. Incredibly, San Francisco refused to turn over to immigration authorities a criminal alien with seven prior felony convictions. Instead, they put him back on the streets, where he claims he just found a gun, fired at random, and killed a young woman walking with her dad. The shooter said it was an accident, so, of course, a San Francisco jury voted to acquit him. Like I said, different values. As governor, I promise you that on my first day in office, I will act to repeal Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom's sanctuary state and restore the rule of law. If you're ready to take California back, join me at johncoxforgovernor.com. I'm John Cox, Republican for Governor.
Paid for by John Cox for Governor 2018.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, the Leather Witch. Do I call you the Leather Witch?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
My name.
Yeah, my name is Chauncey. I guess there was some confusion. Andrea is the one who does all our booking, and she takes care of all of our online stuff, and we really couldn't do it without her. But the show here is hosted by me, Chauncey, and Sean, my co-host here.
Hello.
Awesome. Nice to meet you, Sean and Chauncey.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. So
you're speaking with the Leather Witch.
Yeah, so what is, how do I say this? Is the Leather Witch a name or is it a title, you know, or is it both?
It's a name. It's a business name as well.
Mm-hmm.
Since I'm the Leather Witch, my stuff is all about leather and, yeah.
So it's not like a thing, basically. We've had a couple of people into magic on our show, and they basically, it's about focusing into what you love, and that's basically what you're doing. You love leather work and you try to focus through that. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. I use certain types of magical things that I bring into my creative projects with leather. But I just recently did a fire demon video. That is very important to me as a witch.
Mm-hmm. So what is a fire demon?
A fire demon video, it's more of me with martial art weapons that are on fire. in everybody's life, they come up with certain stresses in life. I call them demons, inner demons, like your anger moments.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, reacting on impulse and hurting someone, you just take in all of this anger. You take it inside and work it out with the routine that I have, which is a Filipino style of martial art. I added fire to it to release all of my inner demons all at once I identify it through my exercise, and I get rid of them that way. Through the use of the fire and stuff.
I watched this video, and you were using what my layman terms would refer to as nunchucks with a third long stick in the middle.
No, that would be a three-sectional staff.
Three-sectional staff. Yeah, and it was pretty impressive, man. You're like, you know, flinging this thing around with fire. So I've seen people do fire performances before, and it seemed to me like this. The leather that, so on the ends, you have leather that you're burning, is that correct?
I have a bunch of different types of wrap that I would use.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are flammable, highly flammable things. It's wrapped, the ends are wrapped with a steel, fine steel wool.
I see.
And that shoots off sparks when it's on fire.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I've seen other people do this, but I've never seen all the sparks. It seemed kind of dangerous.
It can be. You have to be very careful and know exactly what you're doing and what will happen if you do a mistake.
Right.
I've only been burned a few times, not really badly, but as part of showing everybody this, it's just a way that I deal with stresses in my life, and I have a really good time doing it. Some people have taken some still shots and have captured what appears to be, I don't know, I guess you could, if your mind was to look at it, it would look like a demon in a way.
In the fire?
Yeah.
In the fire, yeah.
So for you, is this like, is this a magical practice, or is this like a psychological thing you do to sort of cleanse? Or is there a distinction, really?
For me, it's all mental for me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that magic comes into it is a part of what Leather Witch is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So certain things that people can't deal with in their life, I focus on the hardships that I've gone through and how I've dealt with them, even if I've made mistakes. And I put it into a burst of energy through my technique in my Fire Demon videos. You can see me through it. I get really excited and happy, and then I get right into it where I release a lot of anger. And it really helps me.
Yeah, I've been trying to meditate. But as a person who is creative myself, I definitely find that when I have invested myself and I'm in that zone of doing that thing that I love to do, whatever it is in that moment, that is the time that really sort of I let everything go and I feel so much better.
Yeah, it's a lot like people going to the tennis courts and hitting a small ball. For me, it's physical, the element of danger and risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of magic that helps me.
Now, you're using this word magic, but a lot of what we're talking about here is probably a little more, you know, psychiatry. So, what is magic?
Well, magic is a lot of things. You know, everything from waking up in the morning to pouring a coffee, getting your day started. It all depends on how you look at it. My magic thing is believing in yourself. Magical things happen with people every day. Whether you're keen to or open to see it, you may have like an inner feeling of a premonition. Something might happen. Sure, it might be common instinct, but for people like myself, look into it as a magical, spiritual connection with energies all around us that happen.
Yeah, I guess the confusion that I'm having is when we're talking magic, are we talking, you know, because you have the word witch, and then we're dealing with magic. Are we dealing with like magic, like spells, and gosh, I'm not even sure how to.
It's not really like spell per se. It's more like conjuring up an inner demon and bringing him out to identify it and destroying that piece.
Yeah, I think we've had a couple of people on the show who are like into Wicca and stuff. So, you know, we've had some people on, and it seems like they all mean something a little different by the term magic. But yeah, at the end of the day, it is interesting though, because it also seems that like at the end of the day, you're just talking about energy and belief, and that's like, you know, that's a fairly common ground for everyone we've talked to about this, actually.
Well, you know, there's energies everywhere. You just gotta tap into them, and if you're the type of person that is receptive to it, then you're gonna be feeling all kinds of emotions and stuff, and learning how to deal with those emotions and portraying it into your reality. It helps. It helps me.
And so,
but as to a witch sense, belonging to 24,000 other witches on a group called Dark Ladies, Lori Dawn Jackson, I'm sure you've heard
who
of
we
her
talked
before.
To. Yeah,
we've had her on the show twice.
Yeah,
yeah, she's an amazing person.
Yeah, we loved having her, and so we had her again. I think she was the first guest that we ever had on a second time.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dark Lady has done a lot of good things for the community, like the witch community. She's done a lot for me. She's helped me with a lot of things, and things are good.
And
but with my leather witch stuff, when I create projects from leather, I ask a few questions to the client about what they would like to see, like maybe some personal questions. And when I create it and they get their package, usually they see my answers or their answers in the leather craft that I've given them. Of course, it's all real magical if you can really figure it out. When I create it, it's hard to explain so that you can understand it.
I think it's making a little bit of sense here to me, though. It seems like, in the process of creation, it's kind of like you're giving them something and they're seeing, wow, I didn't know, but this is exactly what I was looking for, you know, kind of thing. Like a sort of coincidence that you wouldn't have, that you maybe even weren't intending, but it's mystical.
I have one product that I recently did, well, not recently, it was last winter, but it was a vest that I had to create for a close friend of mine, a schoolhood friend of mine, for her dad. And he raised a whole bunch of exotic birds up here in Ontario. And his favorite bird, Ruby, was a parrot that sat on his shoulder and talked to him, and they were real close. Well, the day that parrot died, Mr. Green, the owner of the animal, had a heart attack, and he survived the heart attack. And my friend wanted me to make her dad a vest, so I asked her a few questions about her dad, personal ones, and I created this vest. Well, the vest had an important piece magically attached to him, because on the inside lapel, on the right side, was a pocket, and on that face of that pocket was a carving of Ruby. Looked exactly like her. When I got finished the whole thing, there was a nice decorative pattern on the back, all made of leather, all handmade. And when he received it, he was really, really happy. He started to cry, and it felt really good to see him put it on, and he wore it like a dream. And it meant something to him, something that will last him for the rest of his life. But not only that, but it can be handed down to his family generation by generation. It
was
a magical thing for me to have that kind of sentiment value to him in something that I created for him.
Very cool. Well, we're coming up here on commercial break. You're listening to The Leather Witch here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
This is Sheila from the Reading Safari Club. Our banquet is April the 28th at Wind River Casino at 5 o'clock. Come out and support your right to hunt. And our youth in hunting, our scholarships, and our veteran hunts. Call Scott at 221-4650. Larry at 474-5075. Get flyers at Old West or KCNR. Games, guns, and fun for everyone.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Our country and the world has become filled with turmoil, violence, hatred, and moral corruption, which will get worse. But there is good news. What you see happening is temporary, as foretold in the Bible. This world's decay reveals the result of a world who rejects God and His salvation. However, for those who receive the free gift of God through Jesus Christ, we'll receive eternal life in heaven's paradise. The choice is yours. Choose wisely. Choose Jesus. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Saturday, April 14th, the CFR presents the Jefferson Fest in Anderson River Park. It's a free, family-friendly event where the fun starts at noon. There will be children's games and crafts, laser tag, and fantastic food. We'll have five local bands playing folk, country, soft rock, and other cover songs. There's another dream vacation being raffled from Boomerang Travel. Look us up on Facebook, The Jeff Fest, on the Liberty Tour page.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they could be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest Leather Witch, and we're talking about exercising personal demons through leather.
And fire.
And fire. So let's start at the get-go. How did you get started with leather?
Oh, I got started with leather growing up at a young age, watching my dad do the same kind of leather crafting.
And so at what point did you make the connection of the leather to this sort of, you know,
witchcraft, basically?
Well, yeah. It was about when I was about 14 years old. I got interested in witchcraft, and, you know, I just had questions, had certain feelings, the odd person out. Growing up was a little different for me. I tied it up with my dad after practicing witchcraft and getting involved in certain circles and doing different things with my life. Gained experience through different things. As I grew older, I got more into paying attention to what my dad was doing, started doing some work with him. Eventually, my dad passed away 6-7 years ago, and I inherited all of his tools and all of his leather. And, you know, it sat around for a while, a couple of years. I was hanging on to it. And then, I don't know, I guess I was about 20, I don't know, early 30s when I decided to go, okay, I'm going to do something with it that my dad never done. So I set up a shop. I never really thought about creating a business at that point. I just did, you know, just custom stuff that my friends would like, and they really liked what I would make for them. So I started to put two and two together, put witchcraft with the leather. You know, all the little creepy things that witches have that that help in their craft.
How did your family feel about the 14-year-old witchcraft?
My mom didn't like it too much. It was a broken family, so I left home when I was 16, never looked back, went to Toronto, did all kinds of things there, came back here to Muskoka and started doing the leather witch stuff. When I'm working with leather, I sometimes feel my dad's presence really close to me. For me, it's also a calming thing. You know, every time I'm stitching up something or lacing something a special way and I think I'm doing it wrong, I get that real strong feeling my dad's there now. You do it right the first time. And I look at what I'm doing and start over.
Right.
But I've taken Leather Witch to a different art level than my dad did. My dad just did a lot of purses and wallets and belts that he would sell at flea markets.
He was much more utilitarian about it.
Yeah. And you never really went anywhere with it. But the stuff that I do, it's a lot different. I made a dragon belt. It's a figure keeper belt for ladies. I had the idea come to me playing with a ball that belongs to my son during Christmas. And just the visual of a dragon's eye in my hand, came out to be a belt.
And a figure keeper, what is that, like a wide belt that's verging on a girdle-y kind of thing?
Yeah, it's to slim your waist.
Right. So I'm thinking
back in the olden days, they used to use corsets and stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm not sure if this is a PC term to use, but maybe something a wench would wear. Are we allowed to use
depends
wench?
On how you look at it.
Yeah, in like a bar in the 15th century. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. I just wasn't sure at first. And so at which point did you bring fire into it?
Oh, well, I've been involved with martial arts all my life. So that aspect of it is the fact that I'm Leather Witch and I just love doing stuff and recording stuff and making videos and sharing them on a social network, I think it's pretty cool and something that other people out there really have not seen before.
Yeah,
it's a lot different than fire poi. Fire poi is a practiced routine. My kind of routine is practice, yes, but you know, anything can happen, either with fire poi or what I do, that could put yourself at risk. But
You had said that the martial art that you do was a Polynesian martial art?
Filipino
Eskrima. Sorry.
Fighting, Filipino stick fighting.
I see.
Right.
So what is fire poi?
Well, fire poi is a ball that has a mixture of different fluids or something combustible like a cotton or something. I'm not sure exactly what is in a fire poi, but it's attached with a chain and they swing it. It's like a pendulum effect.
I've seen
it. Circumference. Okay. The force of circumference makes it spin the way it goes.
Right. And
a lot like a three-sectional staff, but there's a lot more going on with a three-sectional than a fire poi.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I've seen this before. I just didn't know what it was called. And so, yeah, do people come to you? And so obviously people came to you for leather work. You know, they were liking the work that you were doing, and they were coming to you for leather work. Are you finding that people are coming to you more now for the witchcraft as well?
I have a lot of people that I talk to on social media that ask me questions about witchcraft, and I help them with the best of my ability. And if I can't help them, then I lead them to someone that has more experience in the witchcraft side of it.
I guess what I'm saying are people, when people are interested in your leather work, is the witchcraft a part of why they're interested in the leather work?
I would believe so. Because every piece that I do is specific to one person. It's not something that can be reproduced or duplicated by anybody. Nobody on the planet could reproduce something that I create.
So basically each one is a piece of art to you. You might use a little bit of a template, but that's just to get started and you run from there?
No, I don't use templates. I go straight out of my head.
That's intense.
I go straight out of my head. I mean,
no, I get what you're saying. Totally. No, I totally get what you're saying.
Artistically, I have an idea come into my head. I draw it out on paper. Once I get that pattern on paper, I look at a piece of leather. I wet the leather. I take my sharp swivel knife, and I start drawing what I see beside me on the paper. Sometimes I'll use a stencil for quick application, but I still have to cut the leather by hand and hammer it. A wallet, a small piece like a wallet with an artistic design on it would be cut, hammered, hit maybe 1,000 times before it even became what would create a picture.
I see. You know, you're saying that you pull it straight from your head and then make it happen makes me think of Hunter S. Thompson, and it makes me think of gonzo journalism, because in my band we've kind of toyed with the idea of gonzo. Gonzo journalism was just kind of throwing it out there, making it happen, and kind of starting from nothing and ending up with something. And in my own band, we have sessions where we call them gonzo recording sessions, where we basically say, all right, we got 4 hours. 4 hours from now, we're going to have a song that's done, fully recorded, written and recorded. Let's pull it from the ether and let's make that happen. And, you know, they end up being some of the greatest things and some of the worst, frankly. But you know, you end up pulling some of the greatest things just from the ether of letting yourself go, I'm guessing.
I totally get the gonzo factor. I've done that a few times myself.
Yeah.
But a lot of my clients I work closely with to find out exactly what they want to see in the leather once I start creating it. And I use their ideas and answers to my questions to create that picture and craft it. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
Let me cut you off there before you get going too far, because we're coming up on our final commercial break here. So let me cut you off before you get too far into that. You're listening to The Leather Witch here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Your home. It's where the sunrise starts your day, where you entertain the closest of friends, where the family gathers around the dinner table, and where your memories are made. Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is building those memories every day. They invite you to discover the residential community of River Point in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, energy efficiency, truly exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with many floor plans to choose from. With prices starting at $299,800 for the home of your dreams. One of our featured homes, a brand new 4-bed, 2-bath home with a 3-car garage and over 2,000 square feet of living space was just completed at River Point Subdivision. Featuring granite countertops, a beautiful cozy fireplace, green technology, and a huge landscape backyard listed at under $361,000. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details. Details.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started this station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, the Leather Witch. We're talking about witchcraft, we're talking about leather, we're talking about fire. You know, earlier you were talking about how it pulls out inner demons, and we were talking about having a little confusion on if we were dealing with magic or psychiatry, and it kind of seemed in between, and it's interesting, but you said when I pull him out, and you said him and it, and like, so when you're talking about pulling out inner demons, are we talking about pulling out an entity? Are we talking about pulling out personal baggage? Or are we maybe talking about pulling out personal baggage that has taken a life of its own?
I would believe that it would be it's just part of me that helps me with anger management. It's not really, it's hard to explain. It's not psychological. I guess in a way it is for me to keep calm, cool, and collect. I have a lot of pressures in life. I'm not saying that I have more than anyone else in their lifetime, but it's all in how I deal with anger. Most people deal with it at a snap, random, just real fast. And by the time the smoke clears, there's negativity everywhere. There's people hurt. You know, there's a lot of things that can happen with the snap decision,
sure.
Especially with anger. The way that I deal with it helps me, and if it can help other people do the same, by all means, I can show you.
And so is this something that you do show people?
I have a select few people that I personally have known to train with that I go out and do this with. I just don't take anyone. Certain people have way too much anger and take what I can teach them in a different way, and that's not the way it works. You have to pass certain requirements in order for me to teach you stuff like that.
And it makes sense. I mean, you are teaching them a martial art and then lighting them on fire. You know.
I don't condone anyone that goes out and does try to do what I do. It's not safe, especially if you don't know exactly what you're getting into. I wouldn't suggest anyone try it.
So
not unless you have a professional with you that knows what they're doing and what expectations they're going to have.
Unless they have their own leather witch.
Yeah. Well, leather protects you from fire, too. There's a lot of welders out there that can vouch for that.
That's a good point.
Leather aprons for some welders, and even people in foundries I've made smocks for and gloves for.
Well, that is a good point.
From the fire.
I have a couple few friends who are welders, and they do have all sorts of leather protection.
Yeah. I've been trying to get into the cosplay costume things, but, that's a project I have on the go.
I go to cosplay conventions like twice a year because all three of my kids at some point in their lives have been obsessed with it. And so I am a cosplay convention regular.
There's some very intricate costumes out there.
There are, and a lot of creativity. Of those, yeah.
Definitely have a magic talent for sure. I've seen some of those cosplay costumes, and they look pretty wicked.
Yeah, my kids, all of them, were definitely going over the top, spending hundreds of dollars and taking 6 months to sew their costumes together. And, I remember having to make a robotic arm for my daughter. And and really, it's some of the best times we've had. And so I would tell you, yes, get into that all you can, because you'll find a lot of business and you'll have a lot of fun and you'll find a lot of people totally appreciative of what you're doing.
Exactly. When my dad had the company running, he was just going to flea markets and stuff where people buy 20 to 30 belts off of them at a time. And I'm not like that kind of style. I'm not an assembly line factory. I'm just a small business type guy that likes to create art out of leather. And I take the hide of the once living and create art out of it, and people love it.
And you want it to be personal.
Yeah, well, I definitely have liked some of the things that we've seen out of you online. I definitely went through all of your stuff that I could. We're coming up on the end of the show here. Maybe you can tell our audience where they can find out more about you, where they can see some of these videos, and where they can maybe commission some leather work.
Awesome, yeah. You can have my my Facebook. I'm at leatherwitch.muskoka on Facebook, or you can email me at leatherwitch.muskoka@gmail.com. I have a YouTube video out there, YouTube channel at Leatherwitch, or I Am Leatherwitch on YouTube. I post a lot on Dark Lady's Dark Realm. Dark Lady Lori Dawn Jackson and I are close friends, so I'm there a lot.
Well, sounds good. We'll be sure to direct anybody there. It's been great fun talking to you. Totally interesting. Thank you for being a guest.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to The Leather Witch here on Radio Wasteland.
talks to the drama brass. Get the story out of my chair. I can't remember subject here. Some things left me on the back left. Got you hit the bottom at the foot of the stairs. And you can tell that she really cares. She likes to smoke and comb back in hair. But back shots go out and your body broken.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.